Largest radio.
I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
This is a job for Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid here, bringing you fun.
Clear away from the online marketing Kool-Aid bar.
Enjoy the refreshing, cool, crisp taste of proven business and marketing strategies. Tactics, trends, and techniques. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Let me get this straight. Put the lime in the
Strategist Radio.
Okay, 6:01 here on the West Coast. Wonderful Super Bowl game. Exciting as always. Super Bowl 50. Hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to your Monday, February 8, 2016, Strategist Radio Live. So today on the program, we talk about the innovation strategy and how to be a smarter idea innovator. We'll also talk about a strategy theory that goes a little something like this. How could more than 705 lives been saved during the sinking of the Titanic? How does that correlate with our business today? How can we save our businesses? Talk about that in a few minutes. And how to decide upon the right crowdfunding model for your business, startup, or expansion with crowdfunding expert Sally Outlaw. And Jennifer Lombardo, MBA, will check in and talk about the many misconceptions about what marketing is and what marketing is not. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Glad to have you on board. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Good time with the family. Watch the Super Bowl. Watch all the interesting commercials. So exciting. So exciting. All right. So we're past that. Now, let's talk about innovation. A lot today on the program. You know, what is it to be business innovative? And why is remaining innovative within the framework of your business modeling practices imperative for seizing and sustaining your unique, your distinct competitive advantage? Now, the big news is that there exist many formulas for smart brainstorming to form such innovative ideas. We'll talk about that today on the program. So let's, for a minute, let's theorize. Let's, you and I, just theorize for a minute. And we look back into the days of, you know, the early 1900s. Remember the Titanic? We've seen the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio, right? We've seen Kate Winslet. And here's a strategy theory. So oftentimes when we have to make decisions, we go sometimes into panic mode. And this happens because we're just not perhaps prepared, or we allow our energies to go to the dark side, which is where we go in the fetal position, right? And then our brain shuts down. And it, I believe, disallows us from the additional options that could turn the outcome into a into the better direction. For example, we know that 700 people survived out of some 2,200. more lives could have been saved. I believe this is just theory. This is just Tony's theory. And yeah, hindsight's 20/20. We can look back now. But how would this apply to our business today? See, sometimes we focus on the problems rather than identifying the problem and then focusing on the options or the solutions, right? So in the example of the Titanic, because we have to make business decisions every day, and if you tank your business, it can feel like the Titanic going down, right? So here we had a situation where there was a lack of lifeboats. Not enough lifeboats for the quantity of passengers on board the Titanic, okay? Then we have the iceberg, which was the notorious iceberg. The iceberg was the villain, was the bad guy. How dare you? So we panicked. It could have been ego. Maybe the skipper of the ship was thinking, oh, dear God, this is supposed to be unsinkable, and now it's going to sink. We had those that were involved in the development of the Titanic on board. Egos were involved. Panic mode. We don't have enough lifeboats. What are we going to do? Well, let's stop and think for a minute. What's two things that we needed to do in order to keep more people alive? Well, we got to keep them breathing, right? And we got to keep them out of the water. The water was frigid. What do you got? 5, 10, 15 minutes and you're done. Game over. So we got to keep these people out of the water. We got to keep them breathing. So they've panicked. Not enough lifeboats. Oh, dear God. But let's go ahead and put everybody on the lifeboats that we can. Instead of looking back towards the iceberg, who was the villain, also could have been the savior. Think about it. The ship was still under power, according to records, for a few minutes after they had collided with the iceberg. Like, instead of going all ahead full, they should have pulled back and perhaps even tied to this iceberg. This iceberg was larger than a football field. So they could have disembarked plenty of mattresses. They could have blankets, things to keep warm, luggage, whatever, and moved the people from the Titanic onto the iceberg. Because the Carpathia showed up just hours later and rescued 705. So you see, by not focusing on all the options and by letting panic set in, we lost a lot of people. We didn't have to. And the same thing is true with our business relative to innovation. See, we always have to be in change mode. We always have to focus 50% of our business on doing business. The other is risk management. And we have to continually scan the industry, scan the environment. We have to look and pay careful attention to our SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses internally, opportunities and threats externally. And this isn't one thing that you do one time before starting your business. That's why I always talk about a business plan must be nimble. It must be dynamic. It's ever changing. It's ever evolving. It's not a one-time deal. We've got to go back and we've got to, you know, not only in the mornings are we looking at our balance sheets, a snapshot of where we are in business, assets, liabilities, how much cash is in the bank. We're looking at our P&L. We're looking at our cash flow statements. But we're also scanning the environment. We're looking at our competitors. Remember the five forces, Dr. Michael Porter? We've talked about this hundreds of times throughout the last 13 years on this program, my mentor at Harvard. So we're looking at our competitors and all of these other potential opportunities and threats that could come into fruition. So let's not become overly myopic in our approach. All right? So something to think about.
Strategist Radio.
All right, so you're starting a business and you need money. Well, crowdfunding's become quite popular, actually. But how do you choose the right crowdfunding model for your business? Crowdfunding expert Sally Outlaw chimes in with her insights and ideas.
I think think how an entrepreneur chooses a crowdfunding model is what stage of business they're in. If your idea is on a napkin, you're probably not going to do equity-based crowdfunding because you're going to be giving up shares of a company that you don't even have or know how to value. So I think if you're starting out, you have an idea, you need that seed stage capital, that's going to be reward-based crowdfunding. If you are a growing business and you've got your seed money, maybe you'll do lending. You'll do peer-to-peer lending to borrow money to buy equipment for your company. And then once you've grown beyond that, then you're going to go to equity crowdfunding to raise your several million, to grow even further. And then beyond that, you can do a Regulation A+ and go to the public and to retail investors. So you really can stay within the whole ecosystem, crowd finance ecosystem, from birth to hopefully never death of your company. But you can go from zero to 50 million right now in a raise from crowd finance.
How you doing? 6:11 Monday morning. Welcome to a brand new week. Another opportunity to play another day. Love that. So happy that you're here as we broadcast live this Monday morning out to over 120 countries. Love you very much. Hey, listen, if you've missed any portion of the live programming from our inception, all the episodes are in podcast format now. That's right. For free on the Hub. All you got to do is visit tjmarino.com. Help yourself. All there for you. Before we talk about innovation strategy and how to be a smarter idea innovator, a lot of people have formed misconceptions. They misconstrue what marketing is and what marketing is not. Sometimes it's been dumbed down so much that it's confused. The internet's very confusing. There's a lot of information out there. Unfortunately, what is true and what is not true? Jennifer Lombardo, MBA, explains a few basics about marketing and beyond. Check it out.
What is marketing? How would you explain marketing? The first few words that usually pop into a person's head are marketing equals sales. Marketing is not just personal selling or even just advertising. Most people define marketing in a very limited way. Marketing includes activities such as public relations, sales promotion, advertising, social media, pricing, distribution, and many other functions. Companies have increased their marketing budgets dramatically. For example, it is estimated that companies spend over $15 billion annually on marketing to just kids. This is an increase of over 2.5 times more than they were spending in 1992. The cumulative function of marketing is to communicate, deliver, and create value to the consumer. In addition, companies must take into consideration their employees, stakeholders, and society. The most successful companies engage in very consumer-oriented marketing. They spend enormous amounts of time, money, and resources examining the everyday lives of their customers, and then create products to fill a need. Examples of companies that are known for creative, leading-edge marketing are Disney, Pepsi, Apple, and Procter & Gamble. Marketing is made up of four elements: product, place, promotion, and price. The elements must be used in a cohesive plan to effectively target the consumer. A product can be either a physical product or a service. Place is where the product is purchased. Price is the amount a consumer pays for the product, and promotion consists of the communication tools used to effectively get the company's message out. The official definition of marketing is it is a philosophy that's main focus is providing customer satisfaction. Marketing is the activity, set of institutions, and processes for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offerings that have value for customers, clients, partners, and society at large. Also included in the definition are all of the activities that help businesses reach their target market effectively.
Strategist Radio.
6:15 for your Monday morning. Good morning to some of my great friends. Thank you so much for your love and support throughout the years. Carolyn, Shannon, Sarah, Karen, Dina, Sabrina, Kristen, Catherine, Tim, Elizabeth, Tom. Happy birthday, by the way, buddy. Stephanie, my brother Johnny, amazing entrepreneur throughout the Los Angeles area. Miss your man. Denise, Diane, Alina. Good morning to Leanne, Julie, Tiffany, Diana, Pamela, Melanie, Kathy, Frankie, Sean, and Caroline Savage. Dr. Caroline Savage. Jana Lynn, Bill, Kalara, Arita, Lisa, Tracy, Joe, Preston, Sylvie, Becky. Good morning to you, Dartha, Den, Tina, Nicole, Kalara, Rita. Good morning, Sheila. Harry, good morning to you, and also to Leanne. David, good morning to you. Brian, Jeff, Erica, Ed, Jason, Becky, Sylvie, our friends over at Rackspace, BMW USA, Amazon Random House, Avon and the Mars Wrigley Company, and good morning to you, Bill. I miss you, my friend. If you'd like to be a member of the Inner Circle, it's absolutely free. Just go to the website. Go to the hub, tjmoreno.com. Just simply opt in. All right. You can send me an email anytime, too. Right? You can send it to support@tjmoreno.com. We go through hundreds a week, okay? And I respond. So, if you got a problem, comment, suggestion, maybe you want to be a guest on the program, let me know. Not a mind reader. Come on. I'm pretty good, but not that good. And so, you want to send me an email. Send it to support@tjmoreno.com. Let's talk a little bit about the innovation strategy because you asked for it. How do we become smarter idea innovators? You know, and what do we really mean by innovation? Innovation is, you're being, remember when you were a kid and you were just creative? I remember I used to play in the backyard for hours. I'd get one of my mom's tablespoons out of the kitchen drawer and I'd go back there with my little matchbox cars. And I make these little roads out by the tree. And for hours I would play. Hours. I had my little army men back there. And I just, you know, I was just so creative. Do you remember that? Maybe it was your little dolls. Maybe you had the whole Barbie set. Whatever it was. Lincoln Logs. Legos. Boy, am I dating myself. But be that little kid again. Think about the possibilities. Stay away from those imbeciles, those whiny negative babies who are going to try to trash every idea you have. Be confident. But you're just going to start off with a gut feeling. You're going to dream a little bit. And then you're going to test it to see if it might be something that would be profitable, positive for your business, and also to affect positive social change. Because remember, we're always out there looking for ways to affect the love. All right? So what is it to be business innovative, and why is remaining innovative within the scope of your business modeling, why is it imperative for capturing and sustaining your competitive advantage? There are many formulas exist out there, but it really kind of starts with brainstorming. Whether you're brainstorming by yourself or you're brainstorming with a group, I want to share some ideas with you this morning about maybe smarter ways to kind of work through the process of creativity, of being innovative. All tips for you. Hope they help. You know, some of the things that we can do, first of all, is how do I brainstorm? Do we get together with 25 people? Do I get together with 10? I like to start by myself. And usually for me, is I got my cigar going. I'm in my little cigar room at home, right? Got my little cigar room in there. A little scotch going on. Got a little music. Maybe some piano bar music. Something kind of light. Maybe some smooth jazz going on in the background. Or sometimes I just throw on some hard rock. But I got it low, so my creative juices are going. And I start to imagine the possibilities. It's 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's all quiet except for my music and the ambience that I've created. So there's no other human input happening at that time. It's just me and my mind working together. So when you get together and you're going to do a brainstorming session, so let's say you got an idea, right? And now it's time to take it to the team. people generate brainstorming when they get together. It's best for the group to work initially in silence. Maybe write contributions on sticky notes and place the sticky notes at the proper place on the ever-evolving mind map, right? Because first we start with a goal, then we say, okay, that's our goal. Now, what resources do we need? We need to combine them. We look at any possibilities. We leave our mind open, and then we start to draw this map. So the benefits of silence when we get together, and remember I said we start off within ourselves, within our that childlike creative person, the spirit of our child that still lives within us. I mean, think about it. I'm 55 years old, but I'm still going on 8, right? I'm still, you know, like a little kid. I probably get in more trouble than my kids and the animals combined on a daily basis because I like to be silly. I like to have fun. So the benefits of silence include the following, or in your own little zone without the input of others to initially start off the brainstorming process. You see, the talkative few, when you get together, end up dominating the session. So if you get a group of people together, one or two people, let's say you had 10 people, one or two people are just going to sit there and just bark out information. They're going to dominate it. When you're by yourself, think about this. There's no need for a facilitator to keep people from hijacking the discussion or even judging others. Sometimes when you feel like you're under judgment, you kind of, what do? You kind of hold back a little bit. You become a little bit more reserved, you know. Also, people can work in parallel, so ideas generate faster. No one needs to create a summary of a session. You know, you can take a picture of this mind map. And I got a little mind map on my tablet. I got a tablet version and I got a PC version of a mind mapping application. And so as I'm sitting there thinking, I'm just kind of goofing around with these little circles and I'm kind of moving them around on my mind map. Take a picture of that or save the file, which is what I often do. And then I'll send it around to the crew. Or when we do our Monday meetups, because that's how we do it at Trinity, then I'll share it then. And then I won't really ask for any input at that moment. I'll just say, take this away, and I want you to go marinate on this, okay? There's no need to group similar ideas together either, as you would in a traditional brainstorming session when you're alone, because the grouping is done by yourself as this graph or this chart or this mind map is being developed. Your ideas are more concise. And since all contributions must fit on the sticky note process, eventually, when we all go in and now everybody's going to take their own version of this mind map, and they're going to start doing a little bit of tweaking. The silence when you're by yourself allows people to move between thinking, writing down ideas, placing them on the mind map, and building on one another's ideas. So you see, you're sharing back and forth. In the music industry now, you know, when I'm writing music tracks or working with other studio musicians or other performing musicians, I don't have to be in Los Angeles. I don't have to be in New York. I can be, you know, in my studio here at the Reed Opera House in downtown Salem, state capital, here in my studio, and I can record my guitar, keyboard, drum tracks, and I can shoot those tracks digitally to the other collaborators in the band or those working on the particular music track. Same thing holds true for business strategy and innovation. Top-down, big picture thinkers can work side-by-side with bottom-up, with more detail-oriented thinkers. Okay, but this is down the road after you started to come up with these innovations. We talked about this again. I'll throw it in there and reiterate it one more time. Fear of judgment from the boss or colleagues is reduced when you're by yourself starting off this brainstorming process. And there's no need for everyone to be present at the same time during this position because it's on the onset. Not yet. Then come later. That's when you're developing your mind mapping, your graph. And then later on, you share it so people can contribute at different times. And another way of doing it, we do this a lot because we have our colleagues are stationed all across the globe, here in the U.S. domestically, and then beyond our domestic borders. And so we get together and we use the digital process. We use Adobe Connect because it's just, for us, it's just professional. It seems to just work 95% of the time. And that's how we will look at each other. We'll have our dialogue. We can share the graphs back and forth, the mind map back and forth. And then ultimately, after a few sessions, we then can toss out what was maybe a little overly verbose and what would be more realistic. So there's some ideas there to really begin your innovative process. But you need to, even Warren Buffett talks about this. Mr. Buffett takes about 15 minutes every day during the work week, so he claims. And he just sits back and he dozes off, or he does nothing. He just sits there. And this is the time where he just sits back and he thinks whatever he wants to. Maybe it's business innovation. Maybe he's thinking about taking a trip. But nonetheless, you have to have that downtime for yourself in order to be creative, in order to be a smarter idea innovator. It's always better to incubate initially by yourself. Now, that doesn't mean during a session a few people throw up some interesting ideas. Well, don't just dive in and start discussing it among the group. Everybody takes a note. We like to use a variety of Basecamp, for instance, so we can collaborate. Everything goes in writing. And then we all share back and forth over the process. Okay? But you really need to have that you time. So that, again, you can be that creative little kid, you know, the little kid with the matchbox cars in the backyard that used to play for hours. I had character voices and everything. I had names from all my little army men. I must have been a little cutie. What happened to me? But anyway, like I said, just have fun with it. But remember, you have to remain innovative, because what's working right now in your industry for your particular business may work fine this morning, but by lunch or dinner tomorrow night, it may become obsolete. And so you're always evolving. You're always growing. Okay? So keep your mind focused on ever evolving. Give yourself some downtime so that you can do the think. Like I said, my time, I'm like the night owl. So usually around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll sit back and I'll do my thinking. You may do it a different way. Okay, there's no one way to be creative, but you have to make the time to do it. It's like going to the gym. It's like eating. It's like going to the bathroom. You have to make the time, all right? And you need this. Not only will you be a smarter innovator, but you'll have far more energy. Okay, you have to have that separation stuff. Got to love yourself. Make sure you go out and look for those opportunities to love others, too. All right, it's a hurting world out there. A lot of people are scared. A smile, a handshake, a nod. Make that eye contact. Nobody's better than you, and you're no better than anybody else. We all play in that same 7 billion human game called life here on planet Earth. I love you very much. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Kelly, please do close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.